Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Max. Happy birthday to you. And here we are. Another episode of the Cue It Up Podcast. We got Max Eboli's birthday. Max.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy to be alive another year. Thanks, Nate. Good to be here.
Here we are. The day is done. The U.S. is winning. The only European represented here. Emily, how do you feel about being a loser?
Careful, because I might not hit you in the arena.
That's not nice.
Within one email, I'm going to put your picture on, send it round to security and make sure you don't get injured.
What's better than trash talk?
No, I'm not being funny, but I've made it pretty clear that I'm not like a dead European fan. I'm like fan of the tournament, so I'm loving the fact that it's 8-7. I said it was going to be 8-7. Didn't mind who it was going to be. I quite like that it's USA, because I think Europe are going to come out strong tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just do or die. Every match is like, you know, it's pins and needles right now. So it's kind of the shots, you know, the shots getting more pressure. I tell people all the time, I said, have you been out there? You know, they say, how did you miss that shot? I was like, have you been out there? I said, trust me.
How do you find it, like sitting in the audience now and seeing, obviously, because the Moscone's grown like quite a bit, how do you find it different to when you played like a few years ago sort of thing, like the arena? Do you find it like harder?
Oh, it'd be terrifying. I'm looking out there, and, you know, plus it's a new table, right? The wrestling table is not something that we grew up on or, you know, play all the time. So I'm looking at the ball. I'm like, every time I see a shot that just a little bit off angle, I'm like, oh, he could dog this one. He could miss this. He could miss. When they make the shot, I'm like, oh, wow, he's playing good. Yeah, so it's amazing to see these guys, you know, especially the young guys. Like, they just got ice water in their veins, you know. It's like, that's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah. So we'll start it out with we have Jay Garrison here with Level 2 Billiards. We have Emily Frazier, of course. That's a voice we can't unrecognize. We have Rodney Morris. We have Max Eberle. We have Carlos Sanchez.
Close chat.
Here we are. So thank you guys all for joining us. The U.S. jumps out by 1 point. What do we think about the Jay? We haven't heard speed yet. What do you think about today?
I think it's unbelievable. I think as far as Moscone Cups go, I mean, of what is available on tape, because it's tough to find some of the older ones, but this is as thrilling as it gets. You being in the arena, it's electrifying. The crowd is responding. The USA crowd is responding like no other crowd before. Even talking to the players, both on the USA side and the European side, they're saying it as well. Skyler said to me yesterday in an interview that they're like the sixth man. I just had interviewed Niels and Jason, and afterwards we talked for a few minutes, and they said it too. We were talking about how during the match Jason's daughter was yelling out his name.
Yeah, she is such a kid.
You know, yelling for daddy, and it's pure excitement, drama. Roller coaster. It doesn't matter if you're rooting for USA or rooting for Europe. You know, I'm a pool fan, so even though I live in America and obviously I got to root for USA, I'm friends with a lot of the players on Team Europe, and I just want to see, you know, great pool. So it's absolutely been an outstanding Moscone Cup so far.
That one is the same that's happened to me, you know, because it's hard to root for USA because I have four players playing for Clutch Shot European. I mean, it's Alex Kazaki, you know, Kashi, you know, Ruslan, Matt Max.
Kashi played good today.
You know,
they
play super good. I mean, they're like Clutch Shot players, you know, and it's hard to, you know, USA, I was clapping like just like time when they're winning, you know, but, you know, like, it is a game, it is a sport, you know, and I have, you know, everybody have fun, you know, like, I know it's going to be a lot of matches coming soon, because, you know, like, people want to see Filler against Shane, you know, people want to see that one, like, just a match, like a decent match I make, you know.
I'll say this as a U.S. fan, I don't know if I want to see Shane against Filler anymore.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about like a match later.
I don't want to see anybody against Filler. I'm done seeing Filler. He's too good.
He's really good, you know. And I have couple players, they just want to play him, you know, and everything, you know, but, you know, Feeler, he's a great shooter.
He's good.
Super, super, super good, you know. And it's hard, you know, because to, you know, root for USA and European, you know, because I got all my players there European, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, you love
Carlos, maybe it's time for you to get a few American players.
I have called a couple, you know, but I have more European guys.
Yeah, I mean, you need to bring me on. I mean, nobody's too good. Shane could have won 5-0, 5-1 just as easily as Filler did. That's the thing. People get easily impressed, especially fans, when it comes to one guy dominates and wins a couple matches. But you can't, as a professional player, you can't take that to heart and let that intimidate you. I've seen, how many times have I seen a guy win 10-0 and then the next match he loses 10-0? You know what I mean? But as a fan, it's easy to get intimidated by a player like Filler, but the reality is, if you get a shot, you can run the table, you can break and run out, just like anybody else can. And so that's where I want to see the U.S. players' heads tomorrow when they get out there to win, because they haven't won in 10 years in Las Vegas. That's why this is really important on U.S. soil for them to win.
Yes.
Now, last year was great, but the U.S. fans really want to see the U.S. team win. That's why this is huge. And that, to have this lead, it would have been better to have 2 or 3 point lead right now, but we still have that 1 point lead. I just want to see these guys get out there, play their hearts out, and it would be great for them to win. We all want to see good pool, and it is a sport, but we really want to see the U.S. team win as a U.S. fan, you know, and player. I want to see these boys get out and win on U.S. soil.
And how great is this for matchroom pool in general? I mean, this is 8-7 going into day 4. I mean, we're guaranteed at least 3 matches. We're probably guaranteed.
It's funny because people keep coming up to me and saying that, and everyone's like, "Oh yeah, you're guaranteed the final day." It's like we never even looked at this year and said, "Oh, we're not going to have a final day." Like, we know that it was going to be competitive this year because Team USA are completely different as to what they were before. That's even just out of our minds now. Like, we don't even look at it like that. And yeah, it's great for the event. And when I watched the scores go, I just wanted to keep going level. Like, Johan sort of messed around. He was like, it's literally like you're just like slapping each other. Because it's literally like 1 point there, 1 point there. And it's brilliant because this is what, like, the event should be. And finally, like, we've got something like that. And it's very exciting. But the fans have got something special for tomorrow, Thanksgiving.
What is your prediction for tomorrow?
It's going to be 11-10 regardless.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
I don't mind.
Mine too.
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind USA winning because I think it will be even better for Europe to have to defend it in London next year.
Let me stop this right here because you're claiming 11-10. If you say 11-10, that comes down to...
Yeah, I said 8-7 yesterday, right? Didn't I tell you
8-7? You did. And that comes down to captain's choice. Mm. Who do you want on both sides? You got to say Filler, right? I mean,
I want to see Filler and Shane again because it was hilarious.
For the third time.
I thought it was it was just an intense match. And
can Shane, he's already played him twice. Can Shane win the third time?
Shane's a fantastic player, and I think it's just, everyone, it's hard to compare. Like, I know Max was saying, like, you see these players win like 10-0 and stuff like that, but it's hard to compare other matches against, like, the Moscone Cup. Like, Rodney will say that as well. It's just, like, when you're out there, a shot that could be so easy, I'm sure, is completely different. You know, it's,
well, Rodney, it's, what do you think about that? You've been here many times. Eight times?
Yeah, 10, but I'm not counting.
10.5.
No, but the... it's at the end of the day, no matter what, when it comes down to the choice, as a captain, you know, you're not doing your job if you don't put the best player out there. So it doesn't matter. You know, that's the situation you're hoping for at the beginning. And if you put it in your best player's hands, if he dogs it and can't make a ball, that's fine. That's sports.
I might change it to a fan's choice.
Drama.
I just say tomorrow, actually, captain's pick is fan's choice.
Yeah. Anybody in the audience... any two players in the audience get
I don't know if you've seen any of our other sports, but we have like this golden buzzer, and it's like called the power play, and there's like certain times where you hit the golden buzzer and you get double points for like a minute, or in ping pong you just get a 2-pointer instead of a 1-pointer for ages, and the guys in the office want to kill me every time. I really want to bring it into pool. And the only way I thought about it was like Moscone Cup, you're sitting there and all of a sudden you're in a game. And then you've got one rack, and you can choose one rack, and the coach has to come, or you can swap out one of your players. So you're sitting there, so say like it's Shane versus Filler, and you're on the third rack, and you can see Shane's getting spanked. You can go, golden buzzer hits it, and they can swap in Skylar for one rack and comes out. Like, it's but race to five, it's a little bit difficult to do stuff
if
like
there
that.
If there was anybody in the world that said this besides Emily, this would be like...
I know, it'd be crazy,
this
right?
This would be so...
Don't, because it might happen next
the
year.
The fact that it comes from Emily, this is...
The fact that it's race to five means it hasn't happened already, but right? I don't know. That's what that's like. It could be great. Quite exciting, but we don't want to go too gimmicky. But
so, Max, what do you think the score is going
to
be tomorrow?
Well, I would like to say it's going to be 11-7, but I want to ask Emily, is it possible to do a draw?
7.
Yes, we're up 8-7, right?
It's a blowout.
What's the score? 8-7?
Yeah, 8-7. U.S.
No, I mean, it would just mean that we win three in a row, we get the job done early, and then we go, you know, have Thanksgiving dinner
math
early.
Math is hard.
You know
what I mean? Math is really hard.
You don't need Thanksgiving dinner. We've got it in there.
We can't have a draw, right? There can't be a draw?
No. We've got things good. In place.
But there was one, wasn't there, like 10 years ago? Or
yeah. Donkey years ago. Why are we thinking back in 2007?
No, I don't know, because I was watching
I don't
watching
know.
It
I didn't work for Matt
Drew. used to play to 12.
Oh, I did. Oh, that's weird.
And the U.S. Yeah, that's good. The U.S. won three straight to get to that.
2002, I think it was.
Yeah, 2002, and the U.S. won three or four straight to get to that.
Yeah.
They went down three or four straight, and they had to win three or four.
Yeah,
that was a
forget
crazy
my
game.
Forget my ignorance. But it's three or four straight to get to the tie.
Yeah, that last game, yep. Mike Davis and Mika Immonen.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so someone's going
Carlos, what do you think tomorrow's going to be the score?
11-10.
11-10 who?
11-10 USA.
11-10. Nice. So you think Joshua Pillar is going to lose?
Yes.
I love how animated Josh Filler got today. I think it actually made my day as to how much he was just getting involved with the crowd. I know it comes across as a little bit cocky, but it's brilliant for the sport.
Well, it's exactly
it's
what it needs to be.
TV.
It's exactly what it needs to be for the Moscow.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Josh is cocky, but at the way he's playing, why not?
Yeah, he's.
You know what I mean?
He has every right to be cocky.
If you look at his body of work in the, he's a young guy and his body of work. He's won essentially everything, and he's allowed to be cocky.
I'm just happy he finally missed a ball.
Can we talk about how USA just lost the last match?
Oh, Emily wants to bring it on.
I was just trying to.
Because Billy's there. All right. Billy Thorpe's on.
I touched on it in the beginning. You know, like that's what I was, you know, inferring. You know, like the. Can miss any shot because every shot is magnified, you know, especially heel. Now you got to shoot a shot. If sometimes I'm looking at that shot years ago, I mean, I've been in the first 5-6 years, I'm like, I had that same. We had this conversation on the thread that we're in, the garage and a bunch of guys,
right, okay.
Mika, you know, there's a bunch of us on there, and you know, they're giving me the play by play, and I'm working out, and they're texting me on this thing, so I'm looking at it. And then Raj predicted 11-7, and then and he's going by, like, can you believe you missed his ball? And then one guy was like, I don't like Filler because he's you know, he seems too cocky, and I said, bro. I said it's confidence. I said when you're confident and you know that you're gonna. I always said there's an old saying that nobody gets weak until somebody gets strong. I said right now Filler believes in all his heart that he can't be beat. That's confidence. It's not cockiness. It's coming. You know he knows it. And then the only way you combat that is if you have to believe that yourself. And if you don't, you just get weak. Because the guy is so strong, either you come stronger or you just start fading. And you see, when guys get strong like that, other guys fade. I've done it to guys. They just disappear.
Question.
Yeah.
You haven't gone into like retirement, have you? Are you gonna?
No,
you're still playing.
I'm ready.
So like,
I can pull my pullovers off right now and get in. I'll be
so
like.
If there's like a different way of getting onto the Moscone Cup next year, would you like look to do?
Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm in. Sure. Let me in, Uncle Scooby. I'm Adam. I'm ready.
Skipped over you again, Max.
Look at me. She put Rodney in over here.
Look at be on the team with Rodney.
Look at
the,
look at these guns.
47 and over.
Look at these guns, microphone. Kidding me?
What it doesn't do it justice is he just puts the microphone up to his bicep. I hope you all heard that.
Already, I'm proud. So, and guess what I just got today?
You two are on the team next year. Who are you kicking
I got
off?
The Synergy, Q-Tech Synergy shot. Nah, and I was practicing with it last night.
It's just about, you know, what happens.
I'm ready for anybody.
Year, you know.
It's who's deserving, right? From a year from now, we don't know what's going to happen, right?
There's a lot of deserving guys, so it's a tough choice because there's more than five deserving guys for each side. You know what I mean? So.
Well said.
It's professional sports, and what happens, it's out of my control. But all I can do is control my game and try to play the best I can.
Yeah,
you know. And
I got a funny story.
A
funny one. So earlier, I text Mike Pinoza. Mike Pinoza's, you know, is Biller Digest, right? So I text Mike earlier. It's like, hey, I heard there's an after party. I said, can I get in? Or I got to buy a ticket? Or what do I got to do? He said, oh, I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything yet. So I texted him back. I said, you think you can ask the king and see if he can get us in?
The king.
I told him that. I asked Mike Cardozo. I said, hey, what about the after party tomorrow? Is there an after party? Can I get in? What do I got to buy tickets? What? And Mike said, oh, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I said, well, why don't you check with the king and see if he can get me in?
We got a chance for this. We got a chance for this. We got a chance for assembly now. Like, what? The king, the new king, according to the arena, is Joshua Filler claims that. Was that seen by everybody? Was that seen by the fans?
You know,
we've seen that in the arena. The new king has been crowned.
Yeah, look.
Does everybody else see that too?
We're in TV and we're in entertainment as well, so it's just like we put things like that together because it's something to talk about. It's different for the fans, and everyone's been talking about, you know, it was standing in the king's chair, Jason Shore and Shane's chair last year, and there's been a lot of talk about Shane against Filler, and so, you know, why not? Just Shane's meant to be the king, so we've kind of just like we crowned a new king. It's just a talking point. It's a bit of fun. I'm sure Shane.
I'm sorry to cut you off. It actually sounds like Emily's trash talking.
Whoa!
It sounds like
trash
more.
My own little way.
Yeah, it's
in your
because
own graphics.
Because if I had a guess, I would guess that you came up with that graphic and told somebody to go make that. There's nothing wrong with that. I like trash talk. I mean, I think it's brilliant.
I'm not saying anything.
I think it's brilliant. I'm all for it.
Emily's in the Emily is definitely in the industry of creating headlines. That's what we want. Right?
Listen, there's nothing wrong with it. I hope she comes up with more of that stuff.
Well, I'll put it this way. If Carl, come on, Joan, come on.
Oh
Joan.
God! Right, I'm leaving then.
Carl, here, you got my seat.
Carl, we need two more predictions yet. We need one from you and one from Jay. What's gonna happen tomorrow?
I'm gonna get real drunk. All right, that must go on it. Sorry. I think US are just gonna pip it.
They're gonna what?
Pip we
it.
Don't know what that word means.
What do you mean, we're
pip it? Pip it. Like pinch it.
You don't know. I don't even know.
We're
what
in America. We speak English.
Right. I think US are just gonna pinch it.
Pinch it.
Yeah, pinch.
What does that mean?
Matt,
dog it. Dog it. It means dog it.
No, they're just going to steal the win.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you now calling USA to win?
I've called every prediction.
No, you haven't.
Jay?
He has called every prediction.
Thank you.
Oh, Jay, let's get your prediction. What's going to happen tomorrow? We haven't gotten yours yet.
Fans' choice is replacing captain's pick, by the way.
With the buzzer. Second. With the buzzer thing.
Yeah. 10-10. 10-10 is now fan choice.
It'll be. We all know it'll be the same thing, right? It's got to be Filler and Shane, right? It's got to be, right? So it's the same thing.
No,
if you can put choose a coach.
No,
not if you can choose a coach. No, I'm joking. I'm just messing with you. This is like my 7th coffee today. I'm talking about.
I think it should be. Yeah. I think it should be podcast choice, right?
No, let's do a vote here. Let's do a vote.
10-10. Are we talking about 10-10?
Yes.
Yeah, 10-10. Yeah, yeah.
No, Shane can't play that much.
Ooh.
Phil will drill him.
Whoa.
I'm telling you.
You heard it, folks.
He's in his head.
He's definitely in his head.
I think he might.
So who do you pick? Yeah. Who do you pick?
I'd pick Skylar.
Skylar Filler.
Hey, is that Carlos?
I pick Skylar, too.
You pick Scott?
Oh, Rodney? Yeah.
So if your team... If the team you know, thinks that Skylar's the best player, he's cap choice. Like I said, you got to bring your best player. If they don't think Shane is the best player, that'll make a statement in itself.
Yeah, then you've got to think about, like, when you're looking at the best player as the coach, you're kind of thinking, how about the arena, who they're going to put up against, or... Like who Europe would put up? So they got to look at it like
well,
that,
give
really.
A perfect scenario. 2003, my first year. It was my rookie year. Mm-hmm. Just to give an example, right? There were six guys. Now.
Your guns were bigger then, too, by the way.
Yeah.
And stomach was smaller then.
This is the last day. We went to watch a Shania Twain concert, right? Oh, all of us as a team. It's Saturday. We just got done losing every match on Saturday.
Never heard of
we're down 8-6 in matches, right? So it's at the MGM. My first year, rookie year. We all go and, you know, hang out, all the wives and, you know, whatever, all the players. We had Shania Twain tickets. Hang out like nothing happened. Next day, to my surprise, we and I'm thinking, I'm the rookie, you know. Whatever. Thorsten was playing the best. He was the hot guy at the time, right? Number one guy. So we knew they were going to bring out Thorsten to try and put the nail on us, right? So Nick Varner, as the captain, comes up to me. He says, you know, pulls me on the side. He says, hey, you know, you know, would you want to play the, you know, the first match today? And everybody's been there already. I showed up last, you know, because I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to play first. So he goes, you want to play? And then I said, yeah, heck yeah, I want to play. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to start pumping them up. I'm like, yeah. And then he tells me after, he goes, well, you know, I asked all of these guys, and every single one of them said they don't want to go first. Every single one of them. We got everybody.
Emily, did you say pussies?
Emily. I'm sorry, but you have to. If you're a professional player and you back yourself as like one of the best, like the Moscone Cup should be the top five players in the US, the top five players in Europe, you back yourself as the top player. You should be like, if I had a team and any one of them went, I don't want to go first, but I'd get off.
Yeah.
You want every player to be like, right. I want to be on that. I want
to
be out first.
Well, you're not all going to say that to me.
Hold on. Let me jump on here, though. Rodney, you were the shit in 2003, though.
So yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to go wherever they put me. But yeah. The fact that nobody wanted to go first, I'm
but
like,
you,
that's
but you
strong.
Were on point in 2003 too. Yeah.
He's on point now.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's on point now.
You were on point in 2003.
Like,
so.
Like, yeah. No matter what, the guy's like, yeah, this guy got no chance. I've been beating him for years. So I look at, you know, you're looking at that like, this guy can't beat me. I rob him all the time. I didn't know, you know, like race to five or whatever, like pressure anybody can win. I was just thinking, I used to rob this guy all the time. Like, he can't beat me, you know? So the same kind of confidence. Well, like we were saying, it's not cockiness about fillers. It's confidence.
Yeah, it's confidence.
He's fucking, like, you know, no matter what, you have to beat him.
Yeah, he's playing
after
up
you
to
beat
the
him,
show, isn't he? Like, mm-hmm. the whole event.
Yeah, after you beat him, you want him to be, like, he's going to be, like, shocked.
Let's hear from Max.
What happened here?
Max, if you were in this, you just missed this team this year. Would you want this spot going forward? Would you want match number one?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was actually in 2003. I was ranked fifth, and they didn't put me on. They put Earl on, who was ranked like 11th for
Emily,
the wild card.
Let's talk about that later.
But that was a long time ago. She wasn't even around back then. But no, I was ready back then. I'm ready now, and I'll be even more ready next year. And it's going to be a great match, a great game tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting.
Who's going out?
I definitely want to be out there next year.
Oh, you guys haven't set the lineup?
No.
Not yet? Oh.
I'm going to tell everyone now. You ready?
Oh.
Hell no. Is it possible to do that?
Emily, what are you doing?
I think I am an amateur.
I talked to Johan before we started recording, and Johan said he was going to go start talking about it. So.
Oh, so now what is the format for the lineup? Is it?
Yeah,
the first one is fans' choice, really? No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Is it really?
No, it's
no.
not.
Oh, no. Oh, Emily, she's lying to us. What was that?
Sorry. I do need to go, though. Quickly.
In the UK, they call it taking the piss.
Emily,
so.
Emily, thank you. I'm going to give you my prediction.
Yeah.
Because my prediction is this. Team USA is going to win.
Team USA is going to win how?
It's going to be...
Nice prediction, pal.
Yeah. It's going to be 11 to 10. But listen to this. Carl and I know a new song. We're going to sing it to you now. You ready?
Go on, I've taught you the words.
Let's no, you do the first part.
No, you do it.
No, do the first part, and then I'll do the second part.
I want to see if you've been listening to it.
Thumb wrestle for it. Come on.
Go on.
Na, 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 na. Jason Shaw.
Nearly.
Jason Shaw. Na,
that's
na,
not
na.
Too many Jasons.
Yes.
Jason Shaw.
Jason Statham almost got in there.
Na, 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 na. Carlos.
US.
Shaw.
No.
No good.
I like to put the first match. If you're trying to come back and you still want to keep, you know, some guns out there, I really think you for me, I put the weakest link out there on my team.
On
the US from Europe. From Europe.
So
that way, you can, you know, because if you're looking at it, we did that in the Americans at one time. Johnny won all six matches. Mike DeShane had to come up. And they all knew it. And CJ tried to put him at the end, you know, hopefully that'll get out. It's like, dude, he's going to be in the biggest, toughest match at that time. He couldn't do anything.
At least you got there, though.
Yeah, but if you know that you can't handle it, you get them out of there early and then come with it at the end, I think.
It's got to be, right? Last year, Europe put out their best player, and it was, at the time, the best player, and that was Alvin Ocean, and he lost to Sky, and they played a perfect set.
Same thing we did with Shane a couple years ago, you know, like, or years, you know, some couple times that we put him out in the beginning, and when the guys beat him, it pumps up the other team, because that guy's not waiting there.
So you put Kazakis out there.
And keep the best guy there. Well, for Europe, USA, you got to keep the best guy later. You don't want to. You want him there just hitting, intimidating everybody.
So who do you put out there first for Europe and the U.S.?
For U.S.?
Yeah, both.
You can put anybody out there for you, but you want to save Shane. You want to save Shane and I think Skyler. Yeah, so I would probably put, yeah. I would like to put Billy in the beginning. Or you kind of figure out who.
Tyler's
a good one. I think guys pumped up in the morning, you know, the good guy. Certain guys like later after they're hitting balls for an hour. So there's, you know, you got to figure out that too. Do they need the arm loose or can they play right out the go?
Tyler will be up drinking. He'll have run already 5 miles and had a by Starbucks. He'll be like, come on, coach, put me in.
So, Max, who do you put out there right away?
I would put the names into a hat and just draw them out randomly, and then that would be my lineup. And everybody would be wondering, how did he come up with that? That's what is he thinking? No, I'm serious. No, I believe in all my guys.
Exactly.
And I believe in them so much that we'll just pick out of the hat, and we're going to win.
You don't answer a question that way.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
Well, it's a nice hat.
Yeah.
Carlos?
What's up, guys?
Who do you put out here
today?
Tyler first.
You put Tyler first? Who do you put for you?
Who's the lineup? Tell me the lineup, bro.
Alex.
Joshua.
Yeah,
yeah. I love it. Okay, I pick Europe 11-8 with that lineup.
The people of the podcast probably couldn't have heard that, but Kachi, Jason Shaw, and
Marcus and Niels.
Yeah, Marcus and Niels walk by, and they're like, so who do you put out there? And they're all like, filler, and filler. So
it's a great lineup.
Even Europe knows exactly what's going on right now, right? But Carlos, you said you put out Tyler, and who won the Europe side?
Kazakis
and Tyler. Who do you put out there?
I want to get level. I don't want to go two behind me.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, who do you say
filler and who?
I'd either go filler or Shaw first. Any of them two.
Ooh,
who do you put on the U.S. side?
Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah. We're all against. We're kind of all on consensus here with Tyler.
Maybe Bergman.
Maybe Bergman? Bergman's played good. He's earned his spot.
Bergman got a little more experience than Tyler. Yeah.
Bergman has played good. But
I love Bergman's game. You know, he totally deserves to be there. I'm just here doing my thing, you know.
Yeah.
I think I've won a lot of matches in my career. I've beaten almost every Moscone Cup player in history and world champions out there. And if I get picked for the team 1 year, it'll be great. Maybe it'll be next year. You know, and I'll go out there and try 100%. I think I can win matches out there.
I think
and
you
help
and
US win.
I think you and Rodney should arm wrestle for next year.
Give me 6 months. I'm gonna be taking these perfect amino acids over the next few months.
You'll be ready. Yeah. You'll be ready. Yeah. Yeah. Plus, he gets three that. Arms to one.
We'll do thumb wrestling.
Max, what are you doing over there? What are you doing over here, Max? What are you get over here?
Yeah, your guys coming for your arm wrestling.
Oh, there we go.
Your guys coming for your arm wrestling.
Oh, security's coming. We gotta
here
go.
Here comes security. They're
all right, guys. Well, thank you for letting me talk and carry on. I appreciate it. So we're going to be ready for we're going
to
be ready. I got
to
go run a tournament right now, but go USA, man. I think we're going to get it. I think we're going to do it, and I don't think it's going to be 11-10. I think it's going to be 11-9. If it's 10-10, I don't think we're going to get there because we know who's coming.
Killer.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Yeah, guys. So you know, too strong for anybody right now to on the American side to really feel like they can match that.
Pretty, you pick 11-10 USA.
I don't agree.
Well, because it's a break,
it's a race of five, and as a professional pool player, you got to get out there and beat anybody in a race of five.
Yeah, but it's the pressure of the situation. If you've never played in it, no one understands.
Well, not only that, too. I haven't seen any of the Americans master the break where the one ball is dressing up every time. You know, usually there's two guys that got that wired, you know, where they know where the one's going to go, where the cue ball's going to end up, and that's a big difference, you know, and I haven't seen the American guys get it wired yet.
And Phil is the only guy in the tournament that doesn't look like he's going to miss a ball.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody, you think.
Yep.
Everyone's missed a ball, but
they're still capable.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I'm more old school, man. I believe in rising to the occasion. I know I haven't been on the Moscone Cup, but then neither one of you guys have played Josh Fuller, Hill. at the Moscone Cup. I know it's crazy pressure. I can see that out there. But I also think that any one of these guys could rise up to the occasion, especially when you get out to an early lead and you get out there. I mean, that's the attitude you got to have, right, as a professional player, both everybody. You got to be able to get out there and beat Josh Filler, Hill in the Moscone Cup. At least that's what you're thinking, right? Race of five, come on. I mean, it could happen.
No, I just think I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
I'm sure they believe it. They're not going to go out there and say, well, I got no chance, or, you know, can I get out? Let me get to two. And you know what I mean? They're not going to say that.
If I can defend Max here, for the players that didn't make the Moscone Cup this team, Max and Chris Robinson and Corey Duell.
I didn't make it either.
Of course, Rodney, he's so pretty.
There's a lot of us that didn't make it.
Chris Robinson, Max, and Rodney, they have the heart of the lion, right? I mean, you guys aren't afraid of anybody. Name somebody in the world you're afraid of. You're gonna come up with the same list.
Tony Drago is afraid of him. I'm afraid of he's gonna eat me if I.
I mean, I'm not saying that
I'm afraid of God. Maybe
I'm not gonna say that any of the U.S. players are afraid of anybody. But you guys are definitely not. You guys are all fearless. You guys are ready to rock. You guys are ready to play at any given time.
Of course.
Do we think that's gonna happen tomorrow? Or do we think we're gonna get that same attitude out of everybody else?
I think
that's
so.
That's what it's going to take, right?
I think so. Absolutely. That's why these guys are here. Carlos, why they're on this team.
Carlos, your players, are they going to be like that?
No, I don't. I hope because I can get that chance. You know, I hope because I can, you know, like really, he just win a match, you know.
He needs to play quicker tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, like because, you know, like he was nervous. You know, he missed an easy shot. He's like, oh my God, you know, like, you know.
Has he played singles yet?
Kazakas.
He's played
once.
Well, obviously, he's playing singles tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's a solid player.
You know? It is. It is.
You know? I'm rooting for Team USA.
Kazakas is my favorite player outside of the U.S. It pains me to see him struggle in this way, but ultimately, it's good for the U.S., right? And I mean, Carlos is a little bit of biased here, but I guess Carl hates the U.S. too, but the rest of us, we all want U.S., right?
I hate's a strong word. It's just a game, right?
Oh no, I get along. Even when I was on the team, I hang out with all the European guys anyway. Yeah. So I was, you know, I'm from Hawaii, so kind of that attitude and, you know, kind of vibe was more my vibe, you know, with the European guys. So it's not nothing personal when you get out. You just want to win and perform.
And maybe ultimately that's so I actually sat next to somebody today, and he's like, I hate Joshua Filler. He's such a cocky ass. I can bleep myself, right? He's such a cock. I'm like, you got to remember that Joshua Filler and every other player on the U.S. and the European side, this is a stage. This is not, I mean, everybody here is cool with each other off the table. Yeah. It comes down to not only you need to play good pool, but this is kind of the WWE of pool with high quality pool. This is a bit of a theater. Sure. I mean, this is theatrical, of course. Right? We want to put on a good show for us fans. And part of that show is we need to hate these people on the other side, right? So we hate Joshua Filler. We hate Jason Shaw because they know how to play that part. And that's really, really good for the Moscone Cup. Rodney, Carl, you guys have played in this before. I mean, you guys have not necessarily played this part as well as maybe Jason. I mean, you guys don't try to play up that villain card as well as they do, but
I did a little bit too.
With Dennis. Yeah, I love it. That was good.
But you're right, it's just a show. But when you're hanging around with the team all week and everyone's messaging you, the tension builds up.
Even though
you win, whether it's 5-1 or 5-4, and we all know it's a short race, it's the fact that everyone's on you. You just want to let it all out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I couldn't play unless, you know, after the first game I started screaming. I was like, why? I was like, boy, I got to let it out. I was like, I couldn't hold it in. Otherwise, I'm like this one. Dude, I gotta go do something. When you let it out, weights. Then you just relax.
You gotta lift some weights over there.
Okay, I can't breathe anymore. I'm okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you. I gotta head out.
Absolutely. We can.
That was a pleasure. You guys are champions, and it was cool hanging out and talking to you, and you guys as well, who are promoting the sport. And thank you.
We're waiting for tomorrow.
Yeah. For tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's gonna be exciting.
USA.
USA.
Just remember America. One thing: to cue it up.
To cue it up. All right, thanks, guys.
Cheers. Of course.
Thank you, Nate.